The New England Patriots open their season Sunday night in Foxborough. One big question will be whether the team will feel the loss of star tight end Rob Gronkowski, who retired after last season. Gronk recently said he's starting a second career as a businessman and an advocate for cannabis products containing CBD, which he credits with relieving his pain from a career of big hits.
I'm here to appeal to the sports governing bodies of the world to update their position on CBD. It's just time.
CBD products generally don't produce the high associated with marijuana, but athletes in the NFL and other leagues risk failing drug tests and being suspended if they use them. WBUR's Callum Borchers looks at whether that is likely to change.
This is a practice session at Holy Cross, which competes in college football's second tier, yet it's still rough enough to leave a defensive back on the ground needing medical attention. During one blocking drill, a lineman thrusts himself into a teammate with such force that he tears through one of his size 17 cleats. The player is carted back to the locker room to find another shoe.
There's some big guys falling into each other, so it's, you know, you're always going to have a little something that you're going to deal with.
Head coach Bob Chesney says Holy Cross does its best to keep players healthy, so what about allowing players the option of using cannabis to treat those inevitable aches and pains?
I see marijuana as something that is, you know, relatively harmless. It's just not right now, you know, acceptable federal, so it's not even worth having that conversation until people a little higher make those decisions.
Certain cannabis products are legal under some states' laws, including Massachusetts. But Holy Cross sports economist Victor Matheson says the federal ban is what matters to leagues such as the NFL and NCAA that span the country and want rules to be the same for everyone.
Let's imagine marijuana really is a miracle drug that allows teams to play a lot better. Well, that means you give a huge unfair advantage to the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots playing in places where the drug is legal.
Still, the NFL and its players' union are studying cannabis as a potential pain management tool. The league says it cares about athletes' well-being, and there may be a business concern, too. It's not good for the NFL's bottom line when stars like Gronkowski and Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck retire in their 20s, citing excruciating pain. Early retirements will become more common if something doesn't change, says Lee Steinberg. He's a prominent player agent.
Part of the promise of CBD is that it will extend the career of fan favorites. It will extend the career of players instrumental to their franchise.
Medical research supporting health claims about cannabis products like CBD remains limited, but Steinberg says he's seen benefits firsthand. 15 years ago, one of his clients was Ricky Williams, arguably the NFL's best running back at the time. Here's Williams powering past defenders on one of his 74 career touchdowns.
Look at him go! 20, 10, touchdown!
Steinberg says cannabis helped Williams' body recover during a temporary retirement in 2004. Williams also used marijuana as an active player and was suspended for an entire season because he repeatedly failed drug tests. Williams didn't respond to an interview request, but he talked about cannabis and pain management in a 2016 documentary produced by Sports Illustrated.
I think when the only options we have are Toradol or Indocin or Vicodin, that's the NFL not doing a very good job. If you're going to say that we can put that poison in our bodies, but we can't put cannabis in our bodies, I don't think that's fair.
Now, Gronkowski is making the same argument and also following Williams into the cannabis business. If Gronk's message gets a warmer reception from the NFL and its fans, there may be a number of reasons, says Melissa Butler. She teaches the sociology of sport at Clark University. For one thing, public opinion of cannabis has shifted in recent years. For another, Williams has appeared on camera smoking joints while Gronkowski is pitching topical ointments that don't get you high. But Butler says it's also significant that Gronkowski is white and Williams is black.
Black players have often been seen as threats that are told to be silent, to, you know, shut up and play. This isn't your role to be this spokesperson. Gronkowski's this like fun-loving guy. He does a lot to legitimize it without being a threat to anybody. And that is race.
Even if Gronkowski's race helps him change perceptions of cannabis use, the NFL and other sports leagues won't have the power to change federal law. But leagues could relax their cannabis testing standards. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.